Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 10:00 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. Across Israel tonight, the weather is mild, with clear skies. Tel Aviv enjoys a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, it's a calm and pleasant evening. Haifa remains comfortable, with temperatures perfect for a night walk. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Prime Minister Netanyahu states, "As long as Hezbollah threatens us, we stay," during his visit to Lebanon earlier today. Also, Walla notes Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz toured the security zone in southern Lebanon this past hour. Also this hour, Israel Hayom highlights voices in Lebanon questioning when Hezbollah might use its doomsday weapon following a new agreement with Israel. Separately, JNS uncovers strong evidence that the UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, has been infiltrated by terrorists. And finally, I-24 News reports that 53 Israeli cities have united to advance plans for a new Silk Road. Here's what people are saying online. Jonathan Conricus, a military analyst, wrote just minutes ago that Lebanon's sovereignty is only possible if Hezbollah is defeated in various arenas, including on the battlefield and in the economy. Eitan Fishberger, a political commentator, shared earlier today that over 10,000 UNRWA personnel have been identified as Hamas terrorists, highlighting ongoing controversies around funding for the agency. David May, a geopolitical analyst, posted 19 minutes ago that UNRWA perpetuates the conflict by preserving Palestinian refugee grievances rather than seeking resettlement solutions. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the visit to Lebanon, Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz inspected the IDF buffer zone earlier today. They reviewed new weaponry and affirmed Israel's stance against Hezbollah's presence, as reported by Ynet. This signals Israel's firm commitment to security in this region, potentially escalating tensions. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, according to Israel Hayom, there are rising questions about Hezbollah's potential use of its doomsday weapon after a framework agreement with Israel. The complex socio-political landscape in Lebanon could be further strained by such developments, impacting regional stability. Meanwhile, JNS reports a critical issue with UNRWA, alleging terrorist infiltration within the agency. This revelation could affect international support and funding, complicating peace efforts and humanitarian aid distribution. On the economic front, first, CTEC reveals that Israel has successfully tested an integrated air defense system combining Iron Dome and Iron Beam technologies. This advancement enhances Israel's defensive capabilities against various aerial threats. Separately, Israel Hayom Business discusses plans for potential privatization of Qatsa as the Government Companies Authority reviews future strategies. This move could impact the structure and efficiency of public enterprises in the coming year. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Rafael has secured a $2.3 billion deal to supply Romania with Spider air defense systems. This agreement marks a significant export milestone for Israel's defense industry, strengthening bilateral relations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.